Gracious God, we give you thanks for your word, which is our light in the darkness. So open our hearts to hear what you would have us know. Silence in us any voice but yours. That hearing we may become your glad and faithful people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brian.
So listen with me for the word of God. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of the Lord.
Good morning. If you were told that 43 teenagers that go to different schools, have varying backgrounds, and all partake in their own activities outside of this group are going to be living and working together in extremely close quarters for 8 days, you may think it to be impossible. But this group defies the odds and creates unbreakable bonds, all while doing well for others. I strongly believe that part of the reason this group works so well is because we are all very unique and bring many individual personalities that create the perfect storm to be the most successful group I've ever been a part of. We all balance each other out and have such a diverse group, allowing us to discover more about ourselves through learning about one another. This week, I really noticed more than ever before, everyone branching out and talking to people they never would have had the opportunity to meet had it not been for this trip. The beginning of the week, you stick to what you know and who you know. But by the end of the week, we are a completely new group with new friendships and many, many new memories. You get to witness your peers going out of their comfort zones in ways you never thought possible, and that is due to the support each and every one of you has offered to one another. Another aspect of the group that I feel is crucial to its success is the advisor team that leads us. This past trip, we had 8 adults that spent countless hours planning the trip and took a week away from their very busy lives, families, and real jobs to be with us. If that isn't the definition of dedication to this group, I don't know what is. Having a team of 8 people that are all connected to each other in very different ways, but are all still incredibly close and a strong guiding force, provides us all with an image that we can all strive to be one day. Not only are they close to one another, but they've opened themselves up to us and allowed us to become as much a part of their lives as they are to us. Now, sometimes I still question their sanity in doing that, but one thing I never have questioned and never will question is my gratitude to them. While that really only covers the past 8 days, those words that one of you might have offered to someone this week that encouraged them to go lay on some wobbly bleachers with a power tool could have led them to discover a renowned sense of courage and newfound strength within themselves, and that may last longer than you ever expected it to. I remember sitting in those very pews 4 years ago and listening to a sermon given by Mike Hilty about the invisible debt he feels he owes to this group, and I personally understand that now more than ever before. Over the past 4 years, I've been blessed with more memories than I can count and in a support system that has never broken and never will. Some of you I've known since I was in the nursery, others joined in middle school, and still others I only met for the first time this week. But we must all remember that it isn't about how long we've known each other, but how long we will be connected in the future. The past is important, but the future is still undefined, and each one of you has the power to choose who will be a part of it. Personally, I know many of you seated in the pews today will still be a part of my life for many years to come. Regardless of where any one of us goes, we will always have this place, this rope, and this group to come back to. The face of wildfire may change, but the spirit never will. When I go off to college in a mere 18 days, I can leave knowing that even 8 hours will not break the bonds that I have forged with many amazing individuals. The words we have spoken and memories we have shared will always be stored in my heart and overflow within. Whenever I'm having a rough day, I know I can recall those memories and instantly be put in a better mood. Although there is no way I can ever repay each and every one of you that I had the privilege of sharing this trip with, as well as the prior three, countless Sunday night youth groups, and everything else, I just want you to know that I'm eternally grateful for it and hope you realize the impact you have made on my life. So to answer the original question of how 51 unique individuals grouped together to be inexplicably successful is really more simple than it seems. We cry and we laugh, we fall and we jump. We offer advice and accept guidance, but most importantly, we grow together. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Peyton, as Greg Dana said before. I just want to talk about my experience as a freshman coming out of high school and going on a wildfire mission trip. One, I just want to talk about how everybody was saying everything is so different from the middle school mission trips, and yes, it is. The bonds are different, they're stronger, the work you're doing is better, the work you're doing isn't better, but I saw a deeper impact on the people's lives, and I just want to talk about going on there, sitting on a train for 26 hours. I wasn't expecting to be the only church group there. I was going there for there to be more church groups and a lot more people than just 43 teenagers. But when I got there, I was so happy that it was just us. It was just us, so we could all experience the mission trip together and talk to each other even deeper and get to know each other so much better than if it was so many other teenagers and other church groups. I just want to thank the advisors and thank you for everything that they've done, and it's just awesome. And I want to talk about the seniors. For all I know, they could be going to Hawaii, all the way across the world, Florida, or staying here in Illinois and going to CLC. They will always have a part in our hearts in the wildfire mission, in the wildfire youth group. And the incoming freshmen, who are currently eighth graders, we are so happy to have you come into our wildfire. We are so happy. And the freshmen who are now sophomores, the New Mexico mission trip might be over, but the mission trip of God, of life, serving God your entire life, will never be over. Thank you.
Good morning. I'd like to think God has a plan in life. Whether you're religious or not, it's easier to believe that something or someone puts you through hardships in life because they want to lead you to better things in the future. This is one of the hardest things to accept as a human being in life, that you, your family and friends, as well as random strangers throughout the world as a result of violence and terrorism, are all going to go through challenges that you wouldn't wish upon anyone. I like to think that God leads you to things that aim to help you heal in life in times of these hardships. This place of comfort for me has been WPC, but especially wildfire the last 3 years. Like our scripture, I have found light through this youth group, and its spirit and energy has helped heal me through all my troubles I have gone through in my high school career. This group instills hard work, traditions that connect us to all those who came before us and will come after, a strong group of advisors that are always a shoulder to lean on and challenge us in times that we need it most. I remember our final night in Albuquerque, Pastor Greg said that Wildfire is the single-handedly largest group in this church. Now, I find that it's sort of a miracle that a group of 43 teenagers can come together and form bonds closer than any other group I've seen in my whole life. We are somehow able to impress our hosts every year at how much work we accomplish. This year, our mission trip was a little bit different. We went to Manal School, a boarding school built upon immigrants from many different countries around the world. Our purpose there was to help do maintenance jobs to repair the school. By doing so, we help keep tuition costs low for the school and increase the number of students that are able to come. This school is vital for these teens because it increases their chances of getting into college, which most of them have only ever dreamed of. My fellow peers and I helped to interior and exterior paint, install cove molding, rebuild their wooden bleachers, take apart desks and replace them with new ones, and the best part was playing basketball in Forest Square with the little camp kids there. Of course, within the first day, we had already completed the jobs they thought would take us all week, and so they scrambled to find us new ones. I find moments like this a God moment. God moments are when something happens in your life that you can't really explain. It is a sign of God being with you in the present moment and touching you in a memorable way. The fact that a group of 51 people of all different backgrounds, experiences, knowledge of manual labor, etc., can come together and tackle all these jobs in a matter of hours shows how strong of a group we are. Wildfire has not only healed the members of this group, but it has also healed the lives of people around the country. If you ever doubt the abilities a teenager can do, I wish you could see all of the things that we tackle as a cohesive group. To all of the middle schoolers that are soon to come, I hope you are ready to be a part of one of the best groups you could ever ask to be a part of, especially during your high school years. This group has formed me into the young woman I am today, and I know that anything I want to put my mind to, this group will believe I can accomplish it, and they will be there if I fall along the way. I hope that all the people that are soon to enter this group find the love I have found for it. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Flood. Some of you may recognize me from my time as a youth in Wildfire about 5 years ago. Earlier this year, the youth group advisors asked me to rejoin the youth group and come on this year's mission trip. I never dreamed I'd have the opportunity to come back to this group or to go on another mission trip. So you can imagine I jumped on the opportunity to become an advisor. And, you know, as the young and exceptionally green rookie advisor, I'm the one blessed with the duty of giving the advisor sermon. So, here goes nothing. When something affects us in a profound way, when something beautiful leaves us at a loss for words, we often say we have been moved. The literal implication of this phrase means to have started in one state and been moved to another state. And figuratively, it's almost the same. To have been moved emotionally means that you've experienced something so powerful that it has profusely inspired you. These transformations, no matter how tiny, are what empowers God's children, all of us, to take action and make change in the world. And just as Hope said, in this youth group, we call these transformations God moments. It's a moment that when you bear witness to it, you can feel God's presence and His love for us. And as a youth in Wildfire, I felt these God moments, and they ultimately pushed me forward on my faith journey. When I experienced them, I thought to myself, with something as beautiful, as powerful, and as touching as this moment, how could there possibly not be a God? This is exactly how He wants us to feel His love. These moments, they showed me what kind of person I want to be and how I want to fill my days. And as an advisor, I found that it's easier to witness these God moments in the youth. Two young men go out of their way to make care packages for the advisors to thank them for all of their hard work and to remind them how much they are appreciated. The young women in group promise to support one another against bullying in a midnight ritual we call Princess Time. A young man gets excited because he's learning how to grill burgers on a flat top for the first time. You witness one youth reaching out to another struggling youth saying, "Hey man, are you okay? Do you want to talk about it?" God moments can be small. They can be silly. They can be undetectable. But they can also be life-changing. The most profound God moments in youth group happen when you see it click for a youth. When you see the realization strike them that they are worthy, that they are valued, that they are loved, and they are a part of something bigger than themselves. This usually happens on rope, but it doesn't always have to. I've been blessed enough to see this happen a few times in my life in Wildfire. My first God moment happened when Pastor Greg Bostrom told me that this youth group was going to be what I make of it, and that if I let it, it would change my life. And it so did. So much so that when the advisors asked me to join their ranks this year, I couldn't think of a higher honor. These God moments are often infectious. We share in them together as a youth group when we sit on final rope, when we hold each other's hands and sing Sanctuary, or even when we're laughing as we run up and down the train aisle with a can of Febreze, because I don't know if you know, but 43 teenagers on a silver 2 for 30 hours, they get pretty ripe. I'm serious, it was so smelly. If you've ever wondered why the advisors take off work and leave their families for a week and take this huge group of high schoolers on an annual mission trip, this is it. Bearing witness to these God moments is one of the biggest blessings I've had to date. I am in awe of our youth group. Look at their faces. They are your children. You're talented, compassionate, loving, dedicated, and selfless children. You as parents, you as a congregation, you did something right. And because of your support, the youth group's been able to share God moments with the people we served in New Mexico and with each other. It has been an honor to spend the last week with them, sharing in their service, sharing in a small snippet of their lives, and in sharing in their God moments. Thank you.
Good morning. So our middle school youth spent the week in Davenport, Iowa, in the Quad Cities area. We had 13 kids and 4 brave adults. So I first would like to thank the adult advisors, Anthony Zott, Julie Carolyn, and our import chaperone, Amy Bowman. Our group is divided amongst other churches and works in several different organizations in the community. And it's very impressive, the weight of some of the work that these kids do and the help that they are capable of just makes me proud beyond words. We worked at food pantries, programs for at-risk children and teens, daycare for adults with Alzheimer's or brain injuries. There was a program for outreach for refugees, and there was also a drug and alcohol addiction center. So I just want to very quickly say how proud I am of these kids for the work that they did to show God's love to others in the Quad Cities community. And I always try to think about one moment that I'd like to share with you all to kind of let you know what these kids have done. The moment I had wasn't about them helping others, it was about them helping one another. And without divulging anything confidential, my moment was our final prayer circle. So what I want to say to all of you Wild Faithers is when you're facing a challenge or when you're feeling down, I want you to go back to that circle. And I want you to think about that love and how you shared, supported one another, and cared for one another. I have a little reminder. It's a little bit of an inside joke, but this is our snot box. Think about that circle whenever you need strength, and think about the love that we shared, and just remember that this church, this youth group, is always here to love you and support you. And now Brianna Smith.
Hello, my name's Brianna Smith, and I just went on my first Wild Faith mission trip. I met so many people, made new friends, and got closer with my group. It was so fun. We were split into smaller teams, and my team helped out a community called the ARC. The ARC is a community, is a company for people with intellectual and development disabilities. Some moments I will never forget is when talking to one of the residents named Tammy. Tammy was so nice, and she never wanted us to leave. When we built a swing, and when we were leaving, we saw that one of the residents was sitting on it and playing with the little kids when we had a community dinner and just having fun with this amazing group and going places with them. So what did I get out of this trip? Well, there are so many ways we can connect with God, whether it's through praying or singing or even helping others. I just learned so much about God and the community, and I can't wait to go on next year's mission trip. One last thing. Our quote of the week was, "We love because God first loved us."
Church, in particular Wildwood Presbyterian Church, is a place where we gather as a community here and in New Mexico
in Davenport, Iowa. It is a community that calls forth from within us the best, our better angels, instead of the dragons that dwell deep below. And what calls forth this within us, we firmly believe, is the Spirit of God that hovers around and among and not simply within us, but around us and between us. We are going to honor shortly our high school seniors, graduates. Some remain here, some head off to the military, some head off to college, some stay here for college. We're not going to make that distinction publicly this morning. We're going to invite you, the congregation, to visit with them afterwards as to the things they hope to do in their future. But as a congregation, we are going to extend our blessing to them.